88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
I'm inclined to share a word with our children, our people, period, who may have missed some of these principles and may have wondered why some of the blessings of the Lord have been cut off of your life. This issue of perhaps unforgiveness, bitter seeds and roots have taken place because you've been done wrong or hurt or misused or abused by a parent or loved one. And so the word speaks to us, and I want to just share from the book of Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. And it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in his presence. This word is a word that is so important to understand, even for those of us who may now be grown, have perhaps missed this in our childhood teaching. We want to make sure we arm our children with the best possible opportunity to be blessed in the kingdom of God and in life. And it begins, actually, with understanding the authority structure in the home. It begins with us understanding that our lives take form and shape in the family structure, that the husband, father, has a role, and the wife and the mother has a role, and the children, they all have a role in the process. And it's understanding our roles that makes us successful, not only in family life, but in life in general. This word is a very interesting word because so many of us don't realize how our future blessings are connected with this word. When it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. There are two things that I think you need to understand clearly. The first that we should understand is the fact that we've been given a command to obey. Obey. And it says, children, obey, which signifies those who are yet underneath their parents' roof and their rule. It's speaking about those who are dependent upon the parents for their sustenance and survival. For those who are growing up but who are not yet grown and out on their own. Amen, amen. This is to be understood as those beginning at birth all the way up until one leaves his or her parents' home. You are under the guidelines or rules of parent rule, amen. Meaning you can be 40 years old. You're still a child in terms of your obeying the rules of the house. Amen. If you don't believe that, all you have to do is turn to Deuteronomy 21, verse 18 through 21. You don't have to turn there. I want you to write it down. Read it in your spare time. I'll tell you quickly what it says. This mother and father had a grown son who was stubborn, disobedient. He drank and was a glutton, would not listen to the parents. He's grown now. They take him to the city elders and tell them he still will not obey, and so they stone him to death. Stone him to death because he would not obey his parents, even though he was a grown man, but he was still underneath their roof. God wanted them to make an example of him so that Israel would hear and fear that God would not tolerate the disrespecting of parents, no matter what age you are living under their roof. Amen. So when the word says obey, it literally means to submit and to surrender to the authority of mother and father. Amen. It's clear because the Bible says, in the Lord, for this is right. And then it goes on in verse 2, and it says, honor thy father and mother. And it says that this is the first commandment with promise. So you go back to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, and here's where you see this show up first with them understanding their responsibility to honor the parents. Now this word honor is important because what it literally means is to revere. It means to adore. It means to respect. Amen. God wants you to honor your parents in everything you do.
That's right. That's right.
Honor them. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know my parents. It doesn't matter. You might say, well, Pastor, my father molested me. It doesn't matter. I understand that. I'm not saying that was right. I'm not saying it's wrong. What I'm saying is, when you understand that you can't disqualify this and think that it's okay, God's going to handle them, because God makes clear they have responsibilities and accountabilities as well. They can't do anything any kind of way, and it's all right with God neither. Here's my point. Do your part. Understand what I'm telling you. I'm not telling you it's right for any of them to abuse you, misuse you, or any of the rest of that. Not saying that at all. Don't even think that I'm even implying that. But what I am saying is that there is a place of honor, and you've got to find that place. How do I find that place? You ask God, how do I honor my parents? Especially when they've not been the kind of parents that seem to be honorable.
Amen, amen.
Now listen to me well, because if they aren't who they're supposed to be, it doesn't release you from being who you're supposed to be.
That's right.
Remember again the 23 chromosomes of the mama and the 23 chromosomes of the father. When they got together, they produced a unique you.
That's right.
Uniquely different from them. You got the best and worst of both of them in you. God used them to create you, to make you different, to make you unique, to make you fearfully and wonderfully made. There is something God intended through the creation of them in bringing you together and making you what God wanted. Listen, it's important for you to know God allowed what he allowed. Here's something that might blow your mind. God permitted your parents to be your parents. You didn't pick your parents. I got news for you. Your parents didn't pick you. God permitted, allowed, put this together and worked this out. And out of all of that, he created you. Some mothers and fathers are not together. May have had an encounter in one time and the person got pregnant. You might have been a mistake. No, you're not a mistake. That's right. You're a masterpiece.
That's good.
God sees you and desired you to be here. And so through your parents, he created you. And so you begin to understand there's a reason God wants me to honor them. God listens to the way you speak to your parents. God listens to the way you handle your parents. God listens, he sees, he knows, he understands what your thoughts are toward your parents. Listen, listen. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 9. Again, just jot it down so you can read it later. Leviticus 20 and 9 says, if you curse your father or your mother, you shall surely be put to death. And your blood is on your own hand. In other words, when you disrespect your father and your mother and you curse your father or your mother, you are writing your own death sentence. I don't care how low down, how no good, how whatever the parents are that God may have assigned to you, I've got news for you. If you honor God, you will honor them. And in honoring them, God will take care of you no matter what they are or what they aren't. It is God's responsibility to handle them, not you. Your position is always a position of honor. You might want to talk back, but you're not going to talk back. You might want to handle them and curse them out like they're cursing you out. You've been cursed out every day of your life, but not one day do you open your mouth and curse your parents back. Listen, God's got your back. Let God handle them. It's important for you to understand you cannot use your lips of clay and curse your parents. You be careful how you speak to your parents. Why? Because they have God on their side. God used them. You have no idea what they've gone through to make you and your life as comfortable as it has been. You don't know what they've gone through, how their lives have been changed, and things have happened, et cetera, et cetera. You don't know what they were able to take and what they. All you know is God used them to create you, and that's enough.
Yeah.
Amen.
If your mother is a crackhead and your father is a pimp on the street, there is still a way you can honor them in the sight of God. Don't get so holy and think that God's going to elevate you above his word, because he's not. You say, well, Pastor, that don't make sense. Why am I honoring them? They don't deserve that. Here, can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, because it's not for them. It's for you. You're honoring them for you. Listen to what the Bible says, verse 3, that it may be well with you. Not that it may be well with them, but that it may be well with you. You honor them. So that God can make it well with you. They may not be able to do anything else other than give you birth to make it well for you. But when you show honor and you honor the word of God, you honor God first. As you honor God first and honor his word, you honor your parents next. As you honor your parents, you then learn how to honor authority. Because listen, if children don't honor their parents, they don't honor authority. If you'll cuss your mama out, you'll cuss anybody else out. That's why older folk who reared their children right used to tell their children, listen, if you really want to see what that person that you're dating is made of, watch how they honor their parents. I've got news for you. No boy is going to treat you better than he treats his mama. No woman is going to treat you better than she treats her father. If she doesn't honor her father, she will not honor you. See, that's where so many problems come in. People have so much baggage. They come into relationships with, they have no respect. They don't respect authority. They don't do things decently and order. And so they get in a relationship and the relationship is volatile because they have no sense of order there. They have no sense of honor there. They don't treat one another, speak to one another with love and honor because that is not what they have done with their parents, regardless of what their parents have done in the house. Yes, it's up to the parents to shape and to mold them, but even beyond that, God uses his word for you to honor that. And in honoring his word, he gives to you the benefit of his word. He is your heavenly father, which exceeds your earthly father. And understand, when you honor him in whatever way he says, he makes it well with you.
That's right.
And so those two things, the command to obey and the command to honor, positions you in life to really be blessed. Man, there is something about your character, there's something about your nature, there's something about your person when you learn how to honor your parents. God smiles on you for honoring your parents. They've taken care of you. They've left many wonderful things they wanted to do behind to take care of you. They've missed their rest, getting up in the midnight hours, late hours, to feed and change you. They ran you to the hospital, to the doctor, came to see about you, took off from work to come to school to do all. They made so many sacrifices, and how soon we forget. And so I need you to understand, your parents, listen, once you have gotten out of the child rearing age and stage of verse 1, children, now you move into adulthood in verse 2, where it's honor. You move from obeying, because you're a man and a woman now, you have your own house, your own, you know, rules and authorities, etc. Now, you can respectfully disagree to do things now, but it should be in an honorable way.
That's right. That's right.
Mother, I understand how you feel about this, but I'm so led of my God, fearing conscience, to do it this way, etc. I don't mean to be disrespectful to you, but I believe I should follow God. Amen. Father, I appreciate your wise and godly counsel, but there comes a time when I've got to hear from God, and I believe in hearing from God. God has led me this way, and I believe it's better that I obey God. That's how you honor them. You know, oh, shut up, old man. You don't know what you're talking about. This is a new age. You that back there with that old stuff there, they don't do that kind of stuff no more. You still there. You jack of all trades, you old school, you this, that. You don't talk to your parents like that. No, you respect the fact that perhaps now you are perhaps more enlightened than they are. You respect the fact that though you may have more knowledge than they have, it don't mean you have more mothers with. Those old folk didn't know that name, big as the wall there, had more mothers with, more wisdom that God gave them than all of the schooling you could ever have. Don't think just because they hadn't been to Harvard, they don't have God, who is greater than Harvard, on their side, giving them information and inspiration and revelation. And you wonder how they know, because they're connected to God. So don't think that they are insufficient, that they don't know what they're talking about. They may not know the things that you know the way you know it, but there's so much that they know. Many of them know far more and have forgotten more than you'll ever know. And so you honor them. Four reasons, and I'm closing. One, because it's the right thing to do. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is right. This is right. Colossians 3 and 20 tells you, children, obey your parents in all things, as this is pleasing unto the Lord. All right? It's the right thing to do. Secondly, because it is a command to honor them. God said this. God said this not just for their benefit, but for your benefit. Here's what you don't realize, that the way you treat your parents is coming back on you. The things you've said and done to your parents, it's coming back on you. That's why every now and then your parents laugh at you with your children and say, ha, 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 ha. Come on. You don't remember when you did that, did you? Life has a funny way of coming back again at you. Yeah, you better be careful how you treat, how you talk, how you handle, how you respect your parents. Because it's coming back on you. So second reason is, it's a command. You need to honor them. The third reason is that it may be well with you. It may be well with you. What does that mean, that it may be well with you? Listen, to be well with you means to be right with God, to obey his commands, and to reap the benefit of his covenant promises. To be well with you means that you receive the benefit of his word, like he said, when you honor your parents, when you do what God has said to do. Know this here, that if you don't do that, the Bible says it will not be well with you. Oh, you grow up and you think you've got this and you've got that, but what is amazing is it always seems that you are connected to them somehow.
That's right.
In ways they tried to lead you and guide you, and you wouldn't take it and you wouldn't honor them, and yet you still have to lean on them. Go back to them. You're a grown woman, grown man now. Got children of your own and can't make it without your mom and your daddy still. It'll not be well with you if you don't honor your parents. No, you got to understand that God has fixed it in this earth realm that now that your parents have taken care of you and they have brought you to the point of maturity, now it's your time. The script is flipped for you to take care of your parents now, to honor them, to bless them. There ought to be a certain point in time where if you have done well and it is well with you, that your parents shouldn't have to work. Especially if it's more than one or two siblings. Y'all get together, y'all ought to be able to bless your parents every month, doing this, doing that, taking this off of their hand, taking that bill. Matter of fact, they ought not have no bills. You ought to be together taking care so that, and listen, you are messed up if you got somebody that won't let you take care of your mama or your daddy, knowing this thing is coming back again. Somebody don't understand that God has reversed the process now that you are supposed to take care of them. You are to honor them now. You still trying to wait till the first and the third come to get something off her pension.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
22nd chapter of Numbers. And the 21st verse, we shall read a few of the following verses. And Balaam rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyard a wall being on this side and a wall on the other side. And when the ass saw